This recording, Massachusetts 12, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Get Secure is copyright Douglas N. Onuroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory, so she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an unofficial letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling Comma, Comma, which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. So I did my undergrad at Harvard, and most people would think, oh, Harvard's in the middle of Boston, so people who go there probably talk like people from Boston. When I tell you, not a single person at that school, except for a couple of the, maintenance guys who would come in to fix stuff in the dorm, talked like me. So my freshman year, I had to Eliza Doolittle myself and learn how to pronounce my A's because my friends would laugh at the way I talked. Nobody talked like me. And the other thing that people found odd about me when I was in college is that every day before class, I'd walk a little bit extra to go to Dunkin' Donuts before class. Now, if you're born and bred in Boston, there's only one place to get coffee. None of this Starbucks crap, none of this French press, whatever. It's Dunkin' Donuts. And not just that, there's only one thing you can order there, a medium regular. Regular doesn't mean black coffee. Regular means a lot of cream, a lot of sugar, little bit of coffee. It kind of tastes like ice cream. And if you don't also drink that in the winter, you're a wuss. Summer, winter, all year round, born and bred in Boston, that's the only drink. That's the only coffee. There's not another option. I'd get my Dunkies iced medium every day before class. And so what if people want to make fun of me? My, Boston runs on Dunkin'. Go Sox.